Welcome back. That's Only Human from our guests here, Matt Kusin. I'm Taylor Kelson.
And I'm co-host Michael McCallum.
Before we took a break, Matt was describing meeting his now wife, who was then one of the case models on, what was that
Deal
show?
Or No Deal.
That's it, with Howie, right?
Mandel.
Mandel, who's now on America's Got Talent. Yeah. Talk about what you were talking about and how you met, and you were friends for 2 years, and then you didn't have the nerve to ask her out?
It wasn't even that I was going to ask her out. I just knew that a girl like her would never even think of dating. She dated Chris Judd before me.
So I don't know who that is.
Chris Judd was Jennifer Lopez's ex-husband that danced.
Oh, that's why I don't know who that is. I'm just kidding.
There you go.
Wow,
there you
burn.
Go. Exactly.
Ooh, you know, it is hot here today, and you always need some shade. Brought to you by Taylor Kelsa.
And the Shady Boots Company.
There it is.
But
but anyway, I just never thought she would ever be a guy like me. So we just became great friends and dated other people while we were friends. And then it came to a point where I moved to L.A. to do... She's born and raised in Los Angeles. I moved to L.A. to do the Brian McKnight show, the television show that got canceled after, you know, just a few episodes. Yeah. And after it got canceled, I was like, well, I don't have an apartment. I have nowhere to go. She's like, just come stay with me for a couple weeks till you find a place. And
that's
I
it.
Never, ever moved out.
That's it right there, man. That's it.
Yep.
Yes.
Never moved out.
The rest is history.
Now, if that didn't work out, that's all on you. That's the moment when I'm talking to a friend that I'm like, you screwed that up, man. You had it set.
No,
what did you do?
I don't even go there. We wouldn't have even kissed if we didn't get wasted one night in her apartment.
Yep.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I've never had game. And she'll tell you. She'll be the first to tell you. My game is awful.
Well, and that's a shout out to Liquid Courage. If you don't feel you can, just take some Liquid Courage. Now you can.
Exactly. Don't try this at home. Both tried at home. Either way.
Well, speaking of which, you have a track called Another Drink.
Yes.
Perfect segue, Taylor. That was perfect.
Yeah, well done.
Let's talk about that song and how that came about.
Another Drink kind of it is exactly what you said. It's Liquid Courage. It's being down in the dumps, needing a friend, needing a hand, and you know, the verses talk about, I sure could use a friend. I sure could use a this and that. But then the chorus that says, screw it, I could use another drink. Mm. And by the end of the song, I can't remember what's happening because I've had one too many.
You're right. You dig deep on this this album. And it's not a downer because what you're dealing is revealing reality. And that a lot of people need to check themselves
in. This song is very happy. This is a very happy song.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
I also have to point out that my secret crush, Megan Hilty.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's secret crush.
is on this track, You Don't Know Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to take a listen to that.
She's one of my best friends. She's amazing.
I know. We have to. You have to introduce me. I will. I promise I won't genuflect too much. But
you got it.
Yes, I love her. I was a big fan of the show Smash. I cried when they took it off TV.
Yeah.
She was a big star of that show, and I just knew it was going. I was waiting for them to bring the Marilyn Monroe show to Broadway, really, and have her star in it. And oh my God.
Well, I mean, I think they talk about it constantly.
It won't die. It's what it's.
It's constantly talked about. They did do the Smash reunion at Carnegie Hall, which was incredible. But as far as the actual musical, hopefully we'll see.
Yeah. So I know you did a little touring with Megan as well. And is that how the song came about? Of it deciding to put it on the album.
So we started touring together maybe 5 or so years ago, but we've been friends forever and. That was just one of the first songs we ended up singing as a duet. There's some YouTube videos of it and everything from a few years ago. And as I was recording the record, I was like, how do I not ask Megan to sing on my record? And how would it not be that song? And my last album was much jazzier than this one is. So it kind of made sense to just revisit that jazz sound and classic sound. And who better than her to do it with. She killed the song. It came out beautiful.
Oh, Yes, it's lovely.
I'm always really interested too, especially with musicians, you know, when you want to go back to something like that, when you said, you know, kind of style wise, you know, let's go back to that jazz sound, or, you know, what pulls you to go, no, we did that, let's go here, or this song, okay, it works to go back to that kind of familiarity, but, you know, you're bringing something new, obviously, in that moment.
Yeah.
That's kind of a great way for us to take the pause and take a listen to You Don't Know Me, featuring the lovely and talented Megan Hilty and the wonderful, talented guest we have in studio with us via the telephone, Mr. Matt Cousin. Take a listen.
You don't know the one who dreams of you at night, who longs to kiss your lips, longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. 'Cause you don't